Hi, welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast, where turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. In this podcast, I'll bring you resources, tips, interviews, and lots more to help to grow your business and make it less dependent on you. For many, 2020 was an absolute train wreck of a year that they cannot wait to put behind them. But if you do it too quickly, you rob yourself a valuable lesson or lessons. What do I mean? Well, for me, this happened in a few years after the 2008 financial crisis. As the economy rebounded, I quickly hit on a way to make more money than I'd ever made in my life. And I made so much money, many millions of pounds, in a very short space of time. The money went to my head. And as Bill Gates says, the problem with success is it lulls smart people into thinking they know what they're doing. So what does this mean for me? It meant I got a really, really big ego. And when the end happened, I never saw it coming. It completely blindsided me. And in about a 12-month window, I got sued for several million pounds. I went through a painful business breakup with a business partner of mine. For another business, I had a significant tax investigation that cost me more than £500,000. And at the end of it, just to add insult to injury, I also went through a divorce. And the valuation for the separation of the divorce was on the pre-train wreck prices, if you know what I mean. So it was a very, very expensive time. And they all came one after the other in quick succession. And so when I was kind of recovering from this, I was kind of self-flagellating at how could I have been so stupid that I'd gone from flying high to bottom of the rock pile very, very quickly. And a mentor of mine asked me an important question. He said, Dan, he said, you've paid the price. Have you learned the lesson? He said, self-flagellation doesn't serve you. You've paid the price now. You've paid the price of the tuition. Have you learned the lesson to make sure history doesn't repeat itself? And he says, and if you look back on this, in a few years, having never made these mistakes again, you'll find out the money that you've lost would actually be quite a cheap price to pay. And he knew. I mean, he lost over $100 million in his big crash from several decades previously. So at that time, I wrote down 10 lessons learned from my train wreck of a year several years ago. Well, best part of a decade ago now, but I wrote down 10 lessons learned. And when I share these with you, I think you'll find that most of them are applicable to whatever business you're in, whether it be 2020. So I share these with you to spark thought. What are your lessons learned that you can carry through into the coming year? So, number one. For me, in lessons learned was that how you behave in good times dictates how you survive or thrive in bad times. What do I mean? I mean that when times are good, people tend to get lazy and get sloppy with their money, which means they get hammered in bad times. If I look at the businesses that are thriving and have best years ever in 2020, normally they were businesses that were well run prior to the pandemic. Right, so it gave them opportunities. They had cash reserves, which leads me on to lesson number two. That is, cash is king. Right, people that had reinvested everything too heavily and they had no cash reserves, they got into much deeper trouble in this pandemic, despite there being such extraordinary support for businesses in the UK and actually worldwide by the governments. Lesson number three. The depth of relationship is more important than the number of relationships that you have, right? If the relationships are quite superficial, when times get tough, those relationships tend to break down. But if you have deep relationships in business, you can thrive. Lesson number four, not being stupid trumps being very clever. Here's what this means. I've got a history, as a lot of business owners do, of trying to think of really clever, ingenious ways of solving problems. But the challenge with that is if it's too complicated to succinctly explain to everybody on your team and your customer base, it falls down on execution. And so much of success is just being consistently not stupid, just solid plays, not the most wonderful masterpiece ever that's very hard to pull off. Lesson number five, employees come first. Employees are the leverage points. Employees are the leverage point for you to free yourself, free up your time, get free from your business, okay? And if you don't put them first, they will leave you and then all your leverage goes.
employees come first. Multiply them, okay? Lesson number six. The return of your capital is more important than the return on your capital. What does this mean? Often as we grow, we tend to go for bigger and more audacious deals, and we tend to underestimate the risk. Okay, I'm in favor of getting your money back and knowing what's going on than placing big bets that have got a 1 in 10 chance of coming off. Lesson number seven, less is more. For me, this was so powerful. Again, ties in with your ego of getting too big for your boots and trying your hand at everything. What it means is, less is more is if you're better off prioritizing and focusing your attention. The legend has it that when Warren Buffett and Bill Gates first got to know each other, a reporter got them to write down on a bit of paper one word that made the biggest impact on their success. And they both wrote down the words independently without sharing. And then when they shared them with each other, they both wrote down the exact same word. What was that word? Focus. Focus. Said differently, you can have anything, but you can't have everything. You don't want to suffer from the threshold effect. That's where you touch a lot of things, but nothing moves. You've got to be clear about what your strategic priorities are. Lesson number eight, stay lean. Stay lean, right? So as your business grows, when you're flourishing and making money, we tend to get a bit sloppy and lackadaisical, and we have big bloated overhead. And that's why in the pandemic, loads of people made a lot of cuts. Imagine how much more money you would have had if you hadn't needed to make those cuts because you were running lean and efficient rather than getting fat and overweight, metaphorically speaking, when times were good. Lesson number nine, famous philosopher Mike Tyson. Everybody has a game plan until I punch him in the face, right? In other words, crises will happen and they're unexpected. What is your contingency plan, right? When life punches you in the face. These things will happen from time to time. Maybe not, you know, maybe this is a once in 100 years pandemic. But what about personal crises, health crises, family issues, right? A major disruption in your market, your factory burning down, etc., etc. Make sure you've got contingency plans, contingency plans, contingency plans. And finally, lesson number 10. This is a good one. Wealth and lifestyle are inversely proportional. What does this mean? Okay, I learned this from the legendary Keith J. Cunningham. And that is the more lifestyle that you've got, the more that you're living to show off your flash cars or your fancy holidays, the less wealth that you have, right? Because if you've got that disposable income, so you're making a profit, but you're spending it on showing off, it's not being reinvested into assets that help your business grow and your wealth grow. Wealth and lifestyle are inversely proportional. The wealthiest individuals I know are, generally speaking, extremely frugal. Now, that is relative to their income. Some of them do have flash cars, nice houses, and go on wonderful holidays. But as a percentage of their income, they live well within their means. And they invest heavily in their company's growth, their people's growth, and their own individual growth. Wealth and lifestyle are inversely proportional. So there were my 10 big lessons from my big crash a little while ago, best part of a decade ago. Question is, what are yours? So I shared those. Some of those might resonate with you. They might resonate as principles or lessons that you can carry forward as you're building your plans for 2021. But I really encourage you, take your time, sit down. Don't let this nightmare of a year go to waste. Put it to good use. What are the lessons that can stand you in good stead for the years to come? That's it for now. Speak to you very soon.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. Three things you need to do now. Number one, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss an episode. Also, get on over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity, 9.5 Steps to Improving Your Profits and Cash Flow. Also, join our Facebook group, the Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity community, to connect with other business owners.